Hello everyone, welcome to this edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm Alison Aplin and I'm very pleased to say that I'm joined in person today by Dorothy Sneasby, Sam Elmhurst, Tony Stimpson and Neil Haverson. Angie Kennedy and David Clayton will be joining us remotely, but Tim Edwards is here with us and we're all raring to go. So over to you, Angie, to tell us what's been occupying your sub-editor's mind this month.
One of the benefits of spending more time at home during the past 18 months of the pandemic has been being able to enjoy watching the wildlife around the garden and in the neighbourhood. During the quieter days of lockdown, I wonder how many of us found ourselves taking more time to watch the birds and insects who haven't slowed down on their busy routes around our feeders and flower beds. I certainly have, and it's been a real delight to reconnect with the nature around us. On a clear out of one of my cupboards, another of those lockdown pursuits that I think most of us have done, I found an ornamental bird box that had been given as a Christmas present many years ago. It wasn't intended for outdoors use, but I thought it should have its moment in the sun, literally. So I hung it from a branch of a red robin tree in the garden. Within the week, I spied a blue tit eyeing it up. Housing was obviously a pressing need for this little bird, as it wasn't long before I was able to watch Mum and Dad blue tit begin their hectic task of feeding their young chicks. Back and forth they went across the garden on constant relays for about 3 weeks, being greeted by the sound of excited, demanding chattering on their return. Oh, it was exhausting to watch them. We've also played host to several deer, beautiful and surprisingly noisy, and with a rampant taste for our tulips in the spring. And a pheasant, a very smart fellow in terms of his beautiful markings, but not so smart intellectually, it seems. Our readers may recall that the Let's Talk office was based in Prospect House in Norwich, home of the Eastern Daily Press and Evening News newspapers. When the building was sold to new owners, we were given the chance to keep one of the golden letters which used to proudly spell out the names of the papers on the front and back walls. I put my name in the hat for one of these, and I was lucky enough to get chosen and was given the capital E, which now has pride of place in my back garden, attached to the fence. It's about 4 feet tall, made of metal, and is very shiny. In fact, it's the perfect mirror for a young pheasant, who on his every visit stalks straight up to it and tap-taps away with his beak. I wonder what he thinks of that golden reflection, who taps back at him every time.
Thank you, Angie. That's a very vivid description of the goings-on in your garden.